If you purpose in your heart, you are the every man and every woman. You choose life. You choose blessing that you and your seed may live. Then this is a picture of you.
Even in the midst of so much uncertainty, you can have what it takes to make it in this life. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland shares a picture of someone who chooses God and His way of living.
Second Corinthians chapter 9. And the scripture, as it is written, He hath dispersed abroad. That's where he said God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. As it is written, He hath dispersed abroad. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Now, the Apostle Paul, by the Holy Ghost, was quoting the 112th Psalm. So now we've been talking about this grace. He's able to make all grace bound towards us. Now, what is all grace abounding towards you? Think about that a minute. You and I both know. He was talking to the people there in 2 Corinthians, and he was pointing out to them that here was a grace they didn't know anything about. And since they didn't know anything about it, they couldn't abound in it. But he said, I'm telling you about it and making you aware of it so you can abound in it. And then he told them how to abound in it and purpose in your heart and so forth and so on. Well, there's grace after grace after grace after grace that you and I never heard of. Bound to be. Amen. I want them all. I want to know about them all. But I'm not going to get them all at once. So what is all grace abounding toward you? It's whatever grace you need to have always having all sufficiency in all things. And so you exercise your faith. Lord, I'm standing ready before you. Whatever it takes, whatever problems there are, whatever is out there, whatever the devil throws at me, whatever happens in this life, whatever it is and whatever it takes, there is a or more than one grace to finance it, to furnish it, to do it, to pick me up, heal me, whatever it takes, that I may be all sufficient in all things. It takes all grace, then so be it. And whatever I need to find out, I'm planning on finding out about it. Amen.
Amen.
Why? I ain't planning on coming up short.
Hallelujah.
He said you're supposed to abound in that one. Well, let's abound in that one. The more I read the word, the more I find out how much I don't know yet. And I want all of it.
Praise God.
I'm going to live eternally. Why not want all of it?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
The only thing of it is, about the time you get it all, he'll invent something else. He'll show you something else that's exceeding abundantly beyond all you could ask or think. Now, every time he does something that's exceedingly abundantly, there is a grace that comes, and you never heard of it before, and it was right on time. And oh, glory to God, look at this. And I receive it, and it was the very thing I needed, and that was the grace that picked me up and so that I was still always having all sufficiency in all things. And I'm so thrilled over it. And it was exceeding abundantly beyond anything I ever heard before. But now I've seen it. Now I've heard it. And now I'm beginning to abound in that I didn't even know a few days ago that was so big and beyond anything I could ever ask or think. But not anymore. I've come up towards Him. Huh? I've come up higher. I got into an area of His thought that was higher than my thought. But now His thought is my thought. And so my thought and His thought are running right alongside one another. And now I can think what He's thinking and say what He's saying and expect to do what He's doing. So now He's going to do something else that's more than I can ask or think. That has never entered into my heart before. What is it? Another grace. An abounding truth and insight into the grace that I already know about. Whew, that's good enough right there. But that ain't good enough for Him. And we just keep on and keep on and keep on and keep on keeping on. All right. Psalm 112. This is what he quoted. Verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Oh my. Blessed. Can you see the source? Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. That word translated fear does not mean fright or fear. It really, in this case, really shouldn't even have been there. It means reverence. It means awe. It means, a literal rendering of it would be, to be in such awe and reverence of His presence. And yet the very idea that He loves me makes me tremble. Hallelujah. Awe and reverence to the point of shaking. It is so marvelous. Do something about your descriptive words. Study the Bible. Put the Bible in your mouth. Get the world's words out of there. The world comes up with fad words. No, they're not. They're bad words. And if everybody's saying them, you better check them out. Because they are there to infect and cripple your faith. Just like the death words. Dying to go. Scared to death. My feet are killing me. All that. Well, that's a double-edged one because you ain't dying, you lied. Well, I didn't mean to lie. Well, change what you said then. I didn't know all that meant that much. I know it. Jesus said, you are condemned by the words of your mouth, and you are justified by the words of your mouth, and you will stand judgment for every idle, inoperative word. You've been given the authority of life and death, and power over it is in the tongue. So you're held responsible for it. It doesn't seem like that to us because we've been talking all of our lives, save 6 months to a year of it. And so it's so common with us. And where you got your language was what you first heard. And most of it wasn't any good. That don't mean you've got a mean mama and daddy. Right. I don't know, you may have had. But that's where you got your first words. That built your way of thinking, your way of speaking. But what we have to do is go to the Bible, and I'll show you in a moment here, if the Lord permit. And don't let His words get out of our mouth and put something else in there instead.
Right.
Such as incredible. I hear it all the time. I hear it in sermons. I hear it on Christian television and all that. It's all right. It's not wrong to use the word, but use it according to its definition. Don't give it some other definition, because Satan is a legalist, and that's the reason he tries to get something in your mouth that means something else, because then he can use it against you and you didn't even know it. Wasn't that an incredible sermon? I pray not. Incredible means it can't be believed. There's no credibility. You know what credibility means? Incredible means just the opposite from credibility. What about fantastic? Why not a fantastic sermon? Oh, no. Fantastic means void of truth. Fantasy, no substance. Well, what am I supposed to say? You got a whole, you got 66 volumes of stuff you can say. Well, what am I supposed to say? It just thrilled me to life. Well, there ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, why don't you just say you were thrilled? We'll believe it. I was thrilled, 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 thrilled. Till I thought I'd live forever or something. But now, what are the expressions of God in that word right there? Awesome, reverence, and the words that go along with that. The scripture says, this is the work of the Lord, and it is marvelous in my eyes. That is a gigantic word. It is marvelous. I marvel at it. Did Jesus ever marvel? Yeah, and also at their unbelief. I want him marveling my faith, not my unbelief. It's marvelous in my eyes. All right. His who? This blessed man that is awesomely awed by the Lord God, his heavenly Father, delights greatly in his commandments. He's inclined his ear to God's sayings. He's put his word first place in his life. And he's come to the point where just the opportunity to get another revelation from God is a delightful thing. I just delight in hearing from God. Gloria and I are that way.
Yes.
Being obedient to a command of God that seems so slight and seem like, I don't even know why the Lord had me do that, opens the way for you to walk in far more authority. It takes more authority and obedience to His word to do something insignificant just because He asked you to do it.
Right.
And probably didn't want to do it. Didn't have time to do it. And it cost too much to do that. And that's silly in the first place. God said when manna came down, He said, you give them these instructions. And then He said, I'm watching to see who will obey it and who won't. Why? He's got bigger jobs than this to do. He's planning on them going into combat. And he's not going to send somebody into combat that won't do what he says do just because they don't understand what he's talking about. God may send you somewhere to shine some preacher's shoes. I don't know what I need to go over and do that for. Just shut up and get your polish and go. Because something else is coming. Something else is on the way. And he that is faithful over little will be put in command over much. And those are the kind of men and women of honor, men and women of covenant that it takes to walk in the kind of thing that we've been talking about here since Thursday night. You don't put wealth in the hands of people that argue about what you say do with it. Or spend it some other way. Oh God, please give me seed. And he gives you seed and you buy a new set of tires with it. That don't do. Amen. I'm talking about, this is a picture of you. If you purpose in your heart, you are the every man and every woman. You choose life. You choose blessing that you and your seed may live. Then this is a picture of you.
Success, thrive, grow, increase, to prosper. Are you ready for a complete financial breakthrough? The key to being a part of God's financial system is to do your part. Step out in faith and receive what God has for you. It's our prayer that you experience true prosperity like never before, spirit, soul, and body. To accomplish this, we've created one of the most in-depth Bible-based resources Kenneth Copeland Ministries has ever made available on this subject. Introducing Lifeline's newest title, Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough. Be prepared to fully engage with all the materials. Write in your workbook, speak the scriptures, pray the prayers, watch the videos, listen to the music, and take time to really absorb the teachings. Take a step of faith towards your financial breakthrough today. Order your copy of Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, now available for just $15. For faster processing, order online at kcm.org. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. This new product is a lifeline practical tool for your everyday needs. Order yours today.
I want a change in my life.
It is a meeting of believers who've come expecting.
People came from all over to the last West Coast Believers Convention expecting miracles. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have brought the message of faith, love, and how to live in the blessing for over 42 years.
I thought salvation was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. I thought healing was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. I thought divine prosperity was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. I thought the shed blood of Jesus was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. You put it all together, salvation, healing, baptism of the Holy Ghost, the gifts of the Spirit, manifestations of the Holy Ghost. Put it all together, and it is the blessing of Eden.
Walking in the blessing is something that was already given to me. It belongs to me. I'm supposed to have it, and I'm supposed to walk in it in every area of my life.
Constant taking in through your eyes and your ears of the Word of God can change your words to agree with His Word. And that's where victory is. This is the victory, the Scripture says, that overcomes the world. That would be in everything in the world. That overcomes the world, even our faith. not the pastor's faith, but our faith, my faith, your faith, is the victory that overcomes the world. How come? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
And I know that when the convention comes to town with Kenna, Gloria, Keith, Jerry, Jesse, that it's like a complete package where I could get everything that I need in order to go to work.
How much faith does it take? Friend, here's the thing. Man is always trying to get by works what God has provided by grace.
What lies beyond this financial crisis? What lies beyond this time of recession for the person who knows the word? Victory, prosperity, increase, hallelujah.
I'm telling you, the best is yet to come. God Almighty, listen, God Almighty is prepared to do some awesome things in your life if you'll think right, if you'll believe right, and if you will confess right, and if all that is lining up with God's word, then you better get the party hats out and light the candles, baby. It's party time in the body of Christ.
When are you going to get healed? When is your family going to get saved? When are you going to get blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out? When? When will the body of Christ quit putting faith in the future? When the Lord get ready. But my Bible and your Bible, and you watching my television, your Bible says faith is in the now.
God is love. Demonstrated through Jesus, Jesus being your mercy. And when he gave you Jesus, he gave you healing. When he gave you Jesus, he gave you prosperity. When he gave you Jesus, he gave you peace of mind. When he gave you Jesus, he gave you everything he had to give. When he gave you Jesus.
You have got some of the best teachers on the planet, I believe, here. And to be able to sit and receive a concentrated dose then just fills us up to the overflow, and then we can go back to our own homes and communities and churches, and out of that, then minister to other people.
The Word of God is something that everybody needs. Young, old, we all need to be hearing it the same.
I always love going where you can see a multitude of people worshiping God. It's just such an amazing experience. It makes you think, this is what heaven's going to be like, only like a million times better.
Worshiping God in one accord is always a part of our Believers Convention. Believers come together in praise and thanksgiving to set the stage for the word to be brought forth.
The love. You can feel the love. And you're amongst people who just love on you. You can feel it in the atmosphere. The anointing of God is here.
I've just felt a real change in my walk with God since this week started.
Gloria Copeland has conducted healing school for the past 31 years at all the KCM Believers Conventions and Victory Campaigns. There is a spirit of expectancy, and the lives of people are changed.
I'd say thank you for making the word understandable. Thank you for being obedient and for listening. And thank you for changing my life.
Isn't it good to look back on a meeting like West Coast Believers Convention and just look at all the good things that God has done? And it just starts to stir you up about not only what he's done, what he's doing, and what he will do. God is doing amazing things, wonderful things all over the world. And that's why Kenneth Copeland Ministries has these conventions. That's why we do these victory campaigns. It's so that people from the body of Christ can come together and praise the Lord together, study the word together, experience the presence of God together. And I want to say right now, a special thank you to all of our partners all over the world for helping us preach the word of God at these meetings. You're a part of this. You're as much a part of this as anybody here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and we thank you for being that part. Now, if you want more information about these meetings that we're doing, you can always go to kcm.org. It's open all the time, and you can take a look and look at our calendar, look at the schedule of things that are coming up, because there's something coming to your area. I bet you can get to something soon. So take a look and see what's going on there, and you'll appreciate that. Now, in today's message, my grandfather, Brother Copeland, said that all grace is abounding toward you. Now, you and I need to be open and receive all grace that is abounding towards us. Walking in obedience to God and His Word, we choose life. And when we choose life, we're choosing the blessing. Why? So that you and your seed may live. That's what this is all about. And at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we are in agreement with you right now in the name of Jesus that the blessing is at work in your life and all grace is abounding towards you. My grandparents want to give you a gift. This is a little mini book called The Power to Live a New Life by Gloria Copeland. Now, if you've been born again for any length of time at all, then there's something you have realized, and that is this. You cannot live this life on your own. You cannot, in the strength of your own flesh, in the strength of your own mind, try to do the things that God has called you to do. But thank God you're not built and designed to live this alone. There is the power of God resident within you. That's that grace. That's all that grace in you. And there's power there to help you live this life. That's what this little book will help you do. Walking after the Spirit of God that's in you, that inward man. And when that inward man begins to take control and you live life from the inside to the outside, then that outward man becomes subject to the Spirit of God in you. Get a hold of us today. Request your free gift. We want to put these things in your hands. Let them be a blessing to you all day, every day. Just get a hold of it and be blessed by it. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and like Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. Remember to request your free copy of The Power to Live a New Life, a book by Gloria Copeland. God desires your undivided attention so that you will hear His voice and be able to live in victory. For faster processing, request your copy online at kcm.org. This is our gift to you. One per household, please. Don't miss these exciting meetings. Information, go to kcm.org.
Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. We have learned, God has taught us over a 40-year-plus time about partnership and how God's anointing is distributed throughout the body of Christ. You don't want to miss these broadcasts.
You won't want to miss this special broadcast.